House in the Morning, 1-94. Pick your person about 6 minutes first.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
When, that just isn't romance in the air. Something else kind of stinks. You can't quite figure out what the problem is. You go ahead and reach out to the Playhouse Love Doctors, and we'll grab it here on the show. Love Doctors, you're the love gurus. Things tend to fizzle out for me after a couple of dates, and whenever I start pushing against people to be exclusive or commit to me, they seem to go running. But when we're just hanging out and bumbling through life and hooking up, it's fine. Why in the world would that be? What do I do to help with that?
I wonder, like, if you're getting in your own head, maybe. And then you get worried and you try to like overcompensate every time. I don't know what else could happen.
Well, how soon are you trying to rush this? Like, is it true, like week two, week three, week four? Like, are you a month in? You're like, we should be exclusive. I mean, if you're doing certain things, I agree to be exclusive, but I would give it a hot second, maybe a couple months, 3 months, whatever the situation. 3 months, I think, is a good one. Once you've been hanging out for at least 3 months, be like, well, what's happening? Like, is it just you and me? Are we boyfriend and girlfriend? I mean, makes sense, I guess.
Let's say there's two doors to get in the building here, and every single time you came through the door that you like to go through, you got a sliver on your finger every time. Would you eventually go to the other door?
Depends. How far do I have to walk to my office?
They're right next to each other.
I guess I would eventually go to the other door, yes.
Because my thinking is, you have two options here. If every time you're like, hey, let's talk about being exclusive, something weird's happening, but it was fine up until that point, maybe you just don't bring it up. Maybe you just keep doing whatever you're doing with the next person, and either just it's assumed eventually because it's been so long that you're together, or you let them bring it up. If it's always the exclusive talk that's weird about, obviously you're doing something weird there. Stop doing the something weird.
Yeah, hold your excitement back a little bit.
Yeah.
Just chill out.
Chill out a little bit. Love doctors, you're the love gurus. My boyfriend recently cheated on me, which isn't even the problem. It's that I've forgiven him and moved on, but the girl he cheated with works in his office. And I honestly do believe she was the problem there, and it's hard for me to handle him going there every day. To truly move on, do I need to just trust he's prepared for her now in case she ever throws herself at him again, and he will do a better job of rejecting her in case she makes a power move, or do I need to push him to get a different job?
Break up with him. What the actual what? No way, really? Like, you forgave him.
Forgave him.
And you're still together.
Yeah.
And he works with the girl that, nope, I don't think that's how that should work. That shouldn't be a thing.
See, okay, it's hard because you forgave him. That means you're trying to get over it.
Yep.
I think if you're willing to do that, then you just have to trust in him. But I get it. I would not be able to do that. I would be a psycho and be like, can you get a new job? Even if you fully trust your partner, it could be the other person. Even if they're doing things that make you uncomfortable. I don't like it.
I will say, I don't know what this guy does for a living.
Right.
Let's be honest. He probably didn't cheat when he was at work.
Yeah.
Like, what job do you have that it's very likely that, like, midway through a conference call, somebody's going to take their top off and be like, I've always loved you. Like, most, if it's a workplace, like an office, you're probably okay. Like, he just can't ever interact with this person outside of work.
What if there's a Christmas party? What if there's...
Well, she better be at that Christmas party with him.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. I don't know. Like, you see it in TV shows. It happens. It's like, this office is open. Blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, you're lovemaking with a coworker.
Yeah.
Happens, especially if they... Outside of work, maybe. I don't know.
Short of laying some ground rules with, like, you know, here's how I expect interactions with this person to go. Like, you could try the Amy and be crazy and try to get him to do a different job. See how it goes.
Yeah.
It's a new job.
I'd be more comfortable. Maybe he'd be like, you know, great. I've actually been thinking about doing something else. And finally, love doctors, you are the love gurus. I absolutely love and adore my fiancé, but I think we're making a mistake by rushing things. He proposed after 6 months of dating and is pushing for a wedding before next spring. Meanwhile, I'd be okay waiting another year or so. Doesn't matter to me none. When we get married, I know eventually we will. Is there a way to tell someone that without making them feel like you're not into them, but I'm really just truly not rushing?
Amy Kay, go ahead.
I think you could just say, I'm happy with the engagement. Let's kind of just soak up the engagement time for a little bit. We don't need to rush into planning.
Something like that. I mean, She's not wrong. I mean, if eventually you're getting married, eventually you're getting married.
You're going to get married. I mean, was this question from Steven? Is he trying to pressure you? And
no.
You keep saying longer.
He gets it. He knows it's hard for me to plan it. But
okay.
I think if you're feeling, though, that it's like a rush, I don't know if that's a good sign.
No, maybe not.
When I got engaged, I would have gone the next day to probably do it. It's just the whole planning thing is what stresses me out.
Yeah, I guess that does make sense. I don't know. I guess I'll have to trust Amy K's word on that. I don't know. I'm not engaged.
Yeah, I think you just explained to me. I'm not in a rush to get married, but I'm excited to get married to you eventually. We're together. What do you do? It's fine.
Have that long engagement.
Yeah, just have fun being engaged.
If he goes running for the hills and freaking out, he was probably too nuts for you anyway.
That's yep. True.
Yeah, it's probably so accurate. That.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.